You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR production, its ownership, management, or staff.
I'm Earth Jallo. This is Getting Down to Earth on the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Let's get down, y'all. Well, all right, all right. I like to say welcome to this edition of Getting Down to Earth. I'm happy to be here with you all. I hope you all took care of yourselves as well as each other since the last time we listened. All right. The weather is tripping. I don't know whether to put on a sandal or throw on some long johns and a scarf and hat and gloves. What's going on? One day we get 70, the next day it's 20. I don't know what to do.
It's called Columbus weather.
Girl, oh my lamb. I'm like, what's going on? Let me tell y'all this quick story, all right? Man, it is Tuesday, and so I had different people at the house today. You know, I had my IAD member, I Am Dance, one of my adopted children, you know, and so I says, well, you know, let me just make some eggs and some pancakes real quick, you know. And so my daughter wound up coming through after work. She had worked the double shift. And so she says, oh, Mom, you done ate all the food. I'm going to make some. I said, you know, she moved out in January. So I said, go ahead, baby, you know, go on in the refrigerator. Mama going to go on and do what she do at the radio, and you going to make you some food. So she get a text that says, you supposed to cover for somebody. So she like, oh, man. So we scrambling around the house. Then I had another sister drive in from Cleveland that I did not know, who is actually going to a dance audition later on, so I'll see her in about an hour and a half. So she came down from Cleveland, drove to the house, we got her there. So everybody, you know, we run around. Then, you know, my friend's uncle came over because he lives down the street. Oh, that was such a treat. He was a great person. I mean, just a funny, very insightful, you know, man. I like that. And so, girl, we getting ready. Everybody, you know, you got to take your shoes off when you come in my house. I don't want all the outside dirt all on my carpets. You know, I got to get in the bed at night with my feet. So leave the shoes at the door, you know. And I think that everybody should probably practice that. You walk around the house in your shoes, and you know, then you take your shoes off, then you got the dirt from the outside on your socks. Okay, anyway, it's another story. So we running around the house, girl, out on some kind of way, me and my daughter collided. She in front of me, I'm behind her. Well, I guess I collided into her, huh? Yep. And toe that toe up. Ooh. You know that first pain that you got to hold your breath and try to grip something? It may be broke, actually, because it's throbbing right now. But I'm going to tell y'all something right now. Shout out Choice Sign Institute. I'm coming to get on that dance floor in an hour and a half. So, you know, y'all don't look at me funny if you see me moving a little crazy. It's my toe.
Okay. R-I-S-E.
R-I-S-E.
Yes.
Rise.
You're supposed to rest.
Uh-huh.
Rest my toe. Your toe.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to put ice
on that toe.
R-I-C-E. You're supposed to put compression.
Compression.
Okay. And elevation.
And elevation. Okay.
Okay.
Can I do this after I dance?
You need to do it. You probably need to do it for a week.
But after I dance today.
If you can handle the pain, you know us. Let me tell you something. Pain.
We went to Senegal and was dancing on cement roofs. I split my toes. Went downstairs, had my African sister spray some alcohol on my toe. I hollered for about 5 seconds. She wrapped them toes up, and I went back to the roof. So I think if it's broke or sprained, it ain't gonna stop me tonight.
Just tape it together. You
tape it together. Tape it to the other toe. Mm-hmm. See, my mama tapes it. Then when I get home, mama, then I'm gonna put it in the R-I-C-E. I love it. I love it. So today, yay! We are sitting here with two of my favorite people.
Mm-hmm. And you're one of mine.
So. Oh, am I? Oh, I love Cherie. She's so sweet. Introduce yourself.
I am Cherie Nash, and I am a cool black girl nerd. As everybody would know, branding, and I am, you know, filmmaker, actor, writer.
Don't forget extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire. As Dave Sherman called me, the high priestess of... pop culture.
Gotta love it, right?
Yes. Anything social media, I'll be trying to do. So, you know, check
awesome
me
business.
Out.
And it's such a small world because I didn't realize I had known your sister for several years.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
so
yes.
It just goes to show you have to, you know how to act.
Mm-hmm.
Know how to talk to folks, know how to treat people, because you just never know who knows who.
Who's connected
what
to
what they
who.
Say, 6 degrees of separations, I say three.
I say one.
Oh, you say one?
In Columbus.
I love that.
No, it's not just Columbus.
Yeah,
I think it's for blacks. Especially if you're educated. Mm-hmm. I've been in Africa.
Yep.
I was on a bus. 800 of us went there. I was on a small bus coming from Gori Island. And this young man was on there, and I was asking him, okay, how are you feeling about mm-hmm. what we just experienced? And he was telling me, and I said, you know, where are you from? He said, I'm a graduating senior from the University of Chicago. I said, oh, you know my son.
Oh.
Because my son was a graduating
right.
senior.
Awesome business.
Yeah, I was in Colorado, the same kind of thing happening. So having my children exposes me to a
absolutely.
World. And I always knew I was going to be known as their mama.
So that's right. I love it. Now, you heard the beautiful voice of Miss Gloria R. Robinson.
Yes.
Now,
mm-hmm.
you have to introduce yourself, Mama Robinson.
Okay. I actually tell people I am an elder.
Yes.
I'm not a senior.
That's right.
And as an elder, we have a job. And that job is to commit to the generations following. Mm. I'm a mother of four, and I tell people I have four reasons to die. I have eight reasons to kill.
I love it.
My family. I have two grandchildren, granddaughters graduating from college this year.
Awesome.
One from Yale, one from Southern Cal.
Wow.
And three children graduating from high school.
Wow. See?
So I am a truly blessed woman.
Mm. I like to say privileged. Do you mind?
That too.
I love it. Okay, good, let's go with it. She is privileged. Okay, I love
yes.
that. To be able to raise children.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're graduating from college and graduating mm-hmm. from high school. It's just a fabulous time when you see your, not even just your hard work, but just the things that you imparted take hold
right.
and grow.
Well,
right?
I tell people, my dad was graduating from college when I graduated from high school. My daughter was graduating. I was graduating from college when she graduated from high school.
Wow.
So you go to school till you die if you're in our
I
family.
Love
that's
it.
Part
mm-hmm.
of the DNA.
So just constant learning every day.
Every day. Lifelong.
I love right. that. Today's topic, I wanted to discuss, and we had planned to discuss, mm-hmm. right? Education.
Right.
And wow. I mean, there was just so many ways that we could have went with this. And so I said, you know, let's just open it up. We're going to talk about education, and then we can go into what we're going to do on Saturday
yes.
mm-hmm. and give to the community on this education piece. Because right now, and I think that you two ladies can agree with me, our children.
All right.
Our children. And we have to make sure that we are on top of this here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's important because this is our future, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
This is our future. Somebody asked me the other day, you know, there's a question on my Facebook page, and it said, you know, what must you do? And I said, I must leave a better legacy for my daughters to
right.
build upon.
Yes.
Right.
I must do that.
Yes.
Right.
There's nothing else. What else is there for you to do? You can enjoy while you're here,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, what is your job here? Is to leave a bigger, better legacy.
Your purpose.
Right.
Yes.
To so that your offsprings can build upon that. Because I tell people all the time, the reason I had children was so that they could be better than me.
Yes.
Right.
So I don't understand, you know, mothers who are jealous of their daughters. I can't envelop my mind around that. Because that's why you have children. I expect my daughters
exactly.
to be better than me.
Exactly.
It amazes me. Mothers who have children who put them off on their grandmothers who have daughters, you know, I had to tell one of my friends, I think you're raising a felon because you're constantly putting him down
putting
and
putting him off and hollering and yelling, calling him names.
I mean, I made her cry because I had to tell
good,
her.
Good,
because
you know what? Maybe that got to her
right.
soul.
I said, this little boy is smart and he's intelligent, and you can either pull him where he's using his
God
for good,
gifts, yeah,
or for evil. What are you doing? And she's, you know, you know. But I have, you know, I came up with this new saying: is study, teach, and action.
Study, teach, and action.
You got to, you know, study so you can teach these children to have action.
And you know, you might have awakened, she may have awakened something in her and triggered something from her childhood.
Let's
where
hope.
She was being talked to and verbally
oh,
abused.
And she was. I mean, I know her. And I know it's a legacy of constantly.
So now that you broke that to her and said something and called her out and like held her feet to the fire,
right.
Perhaps and maybe she's going to try every day to be a little bit better.
Well, we hope.
You know, one of the things that I have come across, and that is they're modeling mm-hmm. behaviors, and they really don't have an experienced woman, and that's why we are on the
wisdom
planet.
Field.
That right. is why we are on the planet. But we need to actually look at what is going on and actually help people to communicate, because many times they don't know how.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. so we have to, again, we are teaching, as the people say, each one teach one, and we are in that process all the time.
Right.
So whether you're in a grocery store, whether you're on your street corner, no matter where you are, that might be an opportunity to actually invest yourself in somebody else's life.
I love that. I wanted to start off with one quote that is dear to my heart mm-hmm. about education. And then we can, you know, talk a little bit about that and go into, you know, our piece on Saturday. But, you know, Malcolm X said, we must be fools to allow our enemies to educate our children.
Mm-hmm.
How do you two feel about that particular quote?
I think that's about schooling.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I don't believe that schooling educates.
Mm. Wait a minute, Mama. You know, you can't James Brown me on that. Now tell me what you mean by
education
that.
Starts before I conceive, before somebody is conceived. The way I prepare myself for the entree of this human being on the planet,
all right.
I am beginning to educate. So while they are growing, I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I want to talk to you. I'm going to sing to you. I really am going to get to know who you are before you ever get here, because I'm going to watch how you move.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see how you dance. And that's all happening before you ever get here. And they can hear inside the uterus. So our educational process starts inside the uterus before the planet.
Can we end
is
the
sane.
Show right there?
Okay.
Shut the door and drop the mic. Oh my goodness, that was awesome. We have to go to our callers, y'all, because we got somebody that done called in because they must have heard what you were saying. Caller, are you there? You there, caller?
If you think
okay,
it's
well,
you probably
you go ahead and tell me what you feel about the quote. We'll come back to the phone.
It's funny what I want to expound on what Ms. Gloria said. When I have a kid, and when
you have a child,
full grown adult.
I have a child.
y'all know on my show. Y'all know. Let me throw it out there before somebody else
I
call
know
in.
You do. I
we
know
don't
what you
call
say.
The children kids because kids are baby goats, and when you call the children kids, they act like animals, and so we can't scratch our hands. I'm like, why are you acting like that? You done called them a kid.
I just don't want to get into the political thing of.
Children?
My child. I mean, not it's some other
thing. You know your child is my child, right?
Right.
Mama's child, too.
Right. It's
okay.
Other things that's going on what they want to be called. And so I don't want to get into that
gotcha.
On the radio.
Okay, go ahead. We'll let's another
this
show.
Is approved, this was an approved branding of this part of my child.
Okay.
So the kid.
Okay.
So, when I got pregnant, I was like, this is it. I made preparations. I said, I'm going to not work to be a full-time mother.
Oh, yeah.
I nourish my body so my child's brain would develop. I made conscious decisions about what development when they turn, when is the what rules will happen, what kind of things will I allow them to do at different ages, how independent they can be.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I've set that, I made the decision to be flexible.
Okay.
Because you know, you don't know that child's personality until they come out. But I agree with you. Yeah, you definitely can't allow just our enemies to educate our children. You know, once we get into the piece, this is my part of it, of going outside of the mainstream, figuring out different ways to teach our children. As well as, you know, because my kid was reading at three.
See, that's awesome business.
Because I did not... You know, they stereotype.
You didn't put him in front of the television, mm-hmm. so to speak, and let him figure it out on his own.
Well, you know,
I use television. Yeah. I use different technology.
Well, but not the mainstream television, right?
But it's not figuring out on their own. That's the part.
Yeah, yeah, if you put them in front of the mainstream television all day, then they will be figuring it out on their own, and they won't be figuring it out right, because that's not even entertainment to me. It's just television. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, one of the things, I have three sons and a daughter, and I was telling people, my daughter said she wanted to be a doctor before she was 3 years old.
Awesome.
So I usually ask young people, what do you think she is?
Mm-hmm.
She is a physician.
See?
She's mm-hmm. a gastroenterologist.
Let me ask you something, yes. Mama. When three and she said, I want to be a doctor.
My job is to expose her.
So you got the book. She got
I worked at Children's Hospital.
Oh, so mm-hmm. you took her. Come on, baby.
I took her in there mm-hmm. to meet some female doctors.
Yep.
I took her to meet black doctors.
Love it.
I wanted her to see whatever it's she possible. Wanted to be is there. And I remember when somebody asked her, you mean you want to be a doctor? Don't you want to be a nurse like your mom?
No.
That's her thing.
Right. But see, didn't I just say you have children exactly. to be better than what absolutely. You are? Not saying and that being a nurse is them. Not good.
Right.
But guess what? She decided to take it a step further. Right. Mommy.
And my job is to make sure that she has access
yep.
and that she has exposure
mm-hmm.
so that she know that is possible.
Right.
But with my three sons, one of the things we used to do, and I love to read. I'm a bookphile.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to read Waldo Emerson and read it into Mike.
Okay.
And then when my children began to know how to read, they began to read into the mic and read to the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Alabama. I went to high school at Parker High School.
She said Alabama, and then I'm thinking
Birmingham, right? Birmingham.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, you know, with her seasoning, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it had to be pretty rough back then.
It was Birmingham. No, you know what? Because
community.
What Malcolm X
mm-hmm.
said.
Mm-hmm.
We had all of my teachers were black. The principal lived next door.
I love that.
To my dad's church.
Oh.
The doctor lived down the street. And we did not feel that we were without anything except books and microscopes and things, because we didn't have that in the school. But you had people that would call your mama or call your dad. And I got
in a heartbeat.
Called. No, I got called to the guy who did woodwork, and he said, I want you to know I know your daddy and your uncles, so I'm going to be watching you.
Mm.
And that was not one class I ever had with him.
Huh.
But you are actually being looked at in a holistic way, and everybody knows your name.
I love that.
They know that one degree of separation.
Yeah.
That started.
So what are you two, you mentioned that you had all black teachers, you had a black principal who lived next door to your dad's church.
Actually, Colin Powell's wife was his daughter.
Oh, awesome. Wow.
I didn't know all of that until I was listening to her. And I said, Mr. Johnson was the principal of Parker High School.
Mm.
Elementary school I went to was Carrie A. Tuggle. And actually, Angela Davis went to Carrie A. Tuggle. She was with my brother.
Wow.
And we had all kind of exposure to people. We were also told at Parker High School, we are the largest and the best school, black school. And that was fine with us. There was nothing negative about that.
Right.
We also had the best choir.
I bet we did. What
so
are you all?
You didn't feel that lack.
Yes, right. Yes, absolutely. It was a full, you know, educational yes. process. Do you all think or believe that if we today had that setup that you had with mostly all black teachers and principals running the school systems and things like that, how much better off do you believe our children would be?
I really don't think so.
Okay. Go ahead. Explain why.
There are several things. I have interviewed a lot of teachers, and some of the teachers are lazy.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know how to read themselves.
They're mean.
So they don't know how to
encourage
kids.
With the children?
I was working at a school through Prevail Respect. We mm-hmm. actually did at Ohio Avenue Elementary School. We had classes that we call leadership classes. Mm-hmm. We mm-hmm. had to submit that, and they allowed us to do it. We got there before school started, and there were some parents who got their children there so they could be there half hour before school mm-hmm. started so we could talk about leadership.
Absolutely. I want everybody to stay right there. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio in the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversating the AM. Y'all stay right there. We are here with Gloria Robinson and Miss Sharice, who Black Girl Nerd.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener-friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Wednesday, news, politics, and sports.
Rebranding America.
The Resilience Project.
Justice Matters.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click Listen Live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a range of pep talkers standing by. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and find free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Earth Jallo, your host of Getting Down to Earth. You may join the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. 1-877-932-9766. We are here live discussing education with Mama Gloria Robinson and Sharice, cool black girl nerd, because I don't even know her last name. Okay, so Nash.
Sharice Nash, yeah.
That's right. Okay, but I like who black girl nerd.
I know. And it's Dave gets my name wrong every week.
Why you okay. We are discussing, you know, education, and you were saying that you didn't think that if we were educated today by all people who look like us, that you don't think we would be better off, and you were explaining to me why.
Because you want the best.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's a black person, that's who you want. But you want people who are committed
to teaching your child who have that passion for education. And I don't care what skin color they come in.
Holla.
I don't want anybody who is negative, who are going to call my kids out of their name, who are not going to listen to
set
them,
up the fam.
Who don't talk to them.
Right.
And then I've heard of teachers who actually believe that just because you're a black male, especially, you're not going to be doing this and you must be cheating. My expectation is not for you to achieve and soar. I don't want you in front of my kid. I don't care what color your skin is.
I love it. Right. Charisse, what do you think?
I'm sorry. My name...
I know.
Cherie.
It's Cherie, and I want to call you Charisse. You hear me? That's my name. Okay. I know it's Cherie. I know it's Cherie Nash. It's Dave over here in the chair. Cherie, give me a break.
I know. But you know it's like this. You can say anything about me, but get my name right.
I know. Cool black girl nerd. I'm stopping right there.
Because y'all can find me on Facebook that way.
Yes, that's right.
But I think it's two different kind of thoughts. If we had started, the segregation never happened.
Okay.
I think that's a different notion than if we're having all black teachers now with the history have containing now. So segregation didn't happen, which I have to say, slavery aside, one of the worst things that happened to
African-Americans. Thank you. I do agree.
Because we were a closed community. We
look out for each other.
We strive that, you know, it is statistics showing that once we had segregation, our community has did a lot of
dying and just withering.
So I think that if that history was there, yeah, of course. All of black. Course. Well, you know, the best, but probably the best because we were tempered and going through the struggle that if you wanted an education and be a teacher, that was a calling to you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have went through what you need to go through, the education, unless it was a calling.
But, you know, the other piece of that, you had limitations.
That's what I
about where you could go.
Yeah, you still
so
do.
So you still had.
You still do.
But teaching was one of those things that people could do in that setting.
Right.
And you had limitations, even if you had the degree. My dad had a degree, but when you came back home, back to Birmingham after going to the military, being on Guadalcanal, you come back, you know what they call you.
Exactly.
And the thing is that when you are limited by something, that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to be the best. And that's my problem. And I've interviewed people and I thought, I don't want you in front of any children. You need another job.
Let me tell y'all something real quick. There was... And you can, too. There was a couple of people who wanted to work in the community with me and the students that I work with. And after just observing, no way, ever will you get in front of my students.
Ever.
So I know exactly what you're talking about. Go ahead, Sheree.
So my story is, you know, I'm lucky to mostly have one child, so I can really put a lot of focus on her education, on his education, on dealing with, you know, what's going on. The teachers that held him back mostly was the black teachers. The first black teacher he had, I'm sorry about the pronoun thing, he had was a black teacher put him in the wrong math because it was a at your own pace education. So it was your grade, and you either could be a step below or a step above, and they had him in the step below. And I said, you have my child in the wrong math. Because I'm that mother. I know my child. And I know that we're doing math all day. We're doing these things. We're talking all day. The comprehension is too much. And of course, then went to Afrocentric.
Yeah.
My teacher's getting C's and the class is all getting A's.
See?
And I'm like, why? Can I see your book? Can I see your book? Can I see the book? Would never show me the book. Never. When I finally said, okay, I'm going to the principal. We're going to go have a meeting. That person was fired. Thank goodness. So, which I'm thinking, what did that teacher do? Because, you know, you have to sandblast teachers out of a...
Oh, yeah, because, you know, they have the union. So it's hard.
She had to do something really horrible to get fired. You know, so, but I mean, I was the hands-on mother. I volunteered at school. I did all the things I was supposed to do. I did outside work. We did not slack in the summer.
Right.
Even if, I mean, parents, even if it is, even if you like, okay, I don't want to read, watch a movie, a kid's appropriate movie, and ask if they comprehend the story. Do you understand what's going on? Hey, is Pebbles and Bam Bam, did they get it? Are they smart? Or, you know, what's Fred Flintstone, what is he tripping about? You know, just you have to find different ways to engage your child.
I like it.
Yeah, I think the other thing is that use of English,
mm-hmm,
and speaking to our children and giving them space to speak back.
Right. Respectfully.
And
right.
Yeah. The yelling at children
doesn't work.
Or the commands all the time
doesn't work.
Really sets them up.
Mm-mm.
And it's really incomprehensible to a child when they're in different settings how they're supposed to be. So yelling, it gets to be, that's what they hear all the time. So that's what they're going to do.
Yep, that's exactly what they're going to do. And you know what that ultimately leads to? Them not having self-control when it comes time.
Or vocabulary.
Because when they go to school and the teacher is upset with them and maybe she may raise her voice slightly or whatever, then the child, oh, you disrespected me. You don't know what, you know, and instead, but that lets me know at home how it's been going.
Yes.
Right. There's a child I know that hits the teacher.
Mm-mm.
Hit the teacher.
Not one time.
But the thing is, you could just tell he's getting hit at home, and what is happening, he interpreting getting hit at home, that if I don't get what I want, I can get what I want. So instead of using it as a, you know, instead of taking, engaging these children, they call it discipline. It's not discipline. And then another lot of parents do is they blindside the kids. You did that wrong. And the kids is like, did I do wrong? It's called, you have to give your child expectations, give them clear consequences of what if they don't meet these expectations, and then go. Then that way it becomes about control and not about anger.
Well, my issue also was that out of the four children, everyone was an only child.
And
I always told them that. So when I was working with young people, young women, and young men, I would tell them every child is an only child, and you have to get to know who that human being is.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that person has personality. They've got a way of emoting. Sometimes they can get on your very last
nerve. Girl, you get to looking at the picture and like, I don't think I like you right now.
Right.
Okay, who are you? Where did you do with my good little sweet baby? You know? Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I'm telling you, I have two daughters, 24 and one just turned 18. They are night and day.
Exactly.
That first one, no, you know, she listened to her mommy, no problems. Okay, mom, I got you. Now that she's older, she don't listen as well. But that 18-year-old, she was feisty since she came out.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and I had, I remember laying her on the bed and she was sucking her thumb in my womb. And so when she came out, I didn't break that right off. I said, because that was some kind of, whatever she was doing in my womb, it was some kind of security for her.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just, you know, when it, I'll let her know. So about 7, I said, baby, you know, you don't want to keep putting your hands in your mouth like that. I said, smell your thumb. I said, and then you touching everything in the journal. And she stopped sucking her thumb. Don't, you know, people used to come up and be like, you know, you need to make her, mind your children.
Right.
Exactly.
I got mine. But night and day. And the oldest one, I told her, you know, you cool. That little one, I said, you not going to turn me out. Your sister didn't turn me out. I do not.
Right.
Girl. But she, you know, she's strong.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow. And they everybody tell me, you know, she a spitting image of you. I said, well, I hope she do some fantastic mountain moving.
Yes.
Okay, because she got the spirit to do it.
Yes.
So I'm really hoping. So let's go on and let's talk about this wonderful thing we're gonna do on Saturday.
Well,
so let me introduce it a little bit. Let me big it up. Then I'm gonna pass it off to you.
Okay.
All right. This is the 2013 Prevail Respect Annual Conference, Investment and Choices, Views of Education from Varied Perspectives. Oh, my lamb. Tell me how long Prevail Respect has been doing this conference, Mama.
The conference is only 9 years old.
9 years.
But we've started this business back in 89.
Wow.
Because I was working with adolescents for the state of Ohio, and I was at OSU getting my master's, and one of the things that I found that a lot of parents feel very competent with very young children.
Yes.
But they don't with teenagers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was working with teens. So we started this, and the acronym for PREVAIL was Parental Role Empowerment through Values, Acceptance, Interaction, and Love. And RESPECT was Reclaim the Essence of Survival through Peacemaking and Effective Communication Today.
Like it.
And then we had one called Survival. You'll see that around. But that was Stop Urban Racism, Violence, and Violence. Infuse Values, Acceptance, and Love.
Okay.
That equals life. Mm-hmm. And all of that comes together to say that we take the role of parenting, of being family, of being community, very important to not just accomplishing something, but to our very survival, to our very lives.
I love it.
And many people, and I've seen too many who were trying to commit suicide because they have actually been negated by nearly every human that interacted with them.
Wow.
And they don't have a feeling that somebody looks at me with love
Someone
in their
loves
eyes.
Me. Yes.
Right.
Yes. So that's where we came from, PREVAIL RESPECT.
Man.
But 8 years ago, we started doing Working While Black was our first one.
Working While Black.
Working While Black.
Okay. What, do you remember the year that was?
Oh, no,
but yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, because this is the ninth year.
Right.
Right? The ninth year for the conference piece. Okay.
So Working While Black was our first one.
Yeah.
And that was a book. Woman who wrote a book, and we had the owner of this show.
Radio. Kahari.
Kahari was one of our spokespersons at the first one.
Wow.
Yes. He's a keynote.
I love it.
So the thing is that we wanted to know let people know both what the workplace is, what it's there for, what you're there for, what kind of hassles and barriers there are to you being a worker, but working is only your way to get to owning your own thing. So we need to inculcate that into our children at the very earliest age.
Right.
Yeah, you want to be a social worker? Where in the world do you want to take that?
My daughter said, she said, I want to be a lawyer. So, you know, I started asking her questions.
Yeah.
Well, give me some of the law schools right here in Columbus.
Yes.
Give me some of the law so that she can start to put that together and do the research for herself.
Absolutely.
So I didn't know that. I knew now that the conference was a community-based piece.
Yes.
And this is what I think I like so much about it. The fact that you all incorporate and get people from the community who are actually out here.
Every time.
And those are the people that you use. And so there's no need to go outside the community when you got
Absolutely.
A great working community right here.
Absolutely.
So I love that. So Saturday, this year's conference, Saturday, March 30th, at Columbus State Community College Conference Center. And that's at 315 Cleveland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
And the conference, it will be from 9 to 5.
Yes.
Tell me some of the things that's going to go on at this conference.
We always have youth, and we always want them to be a part of what we do.
Right.
We usually have them at the table in the planning stage, but this year we weren't able to get any teenagers at the table. But we always want to be in the role of teaching and training. So that's why we want them there. Plus, we need to hear their voice.
Absolutely.
What is it that you want from us? What is it that you're disappointed
about? Yeah, how can we
about?
Help?
Right.
What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
And Cherie is actually going to be teaching parents
and young children
about the digital world.
Woohoo! Amazing. Technology, because that's
technology.
Where we are.
Right.
Yes.
And the educational system should reflect where we are in the
today.
21st century
yes.
on the edge on
and
this
where we're going.
Technical stuff,
yes.
And it's not.
It's not. Right. I mean, I talk about, people dog these people who stand in line on Black Friday to get a cheap computer, but people don't realize that a computer is access.
It's access to the rest
it's
of the
access.
World.
Yes.
When I bought my first computer, it had 6 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
We bought outside one and for 72 gig more gigs. Mm-hmm. But the fact that one of the things I realized is I didn't want my daughter to my
girl without having that piece of technology.
No, I didn't want her to surpass me. I wanted to learn all these things, and as it learned, I taught myself how to you know, how to do all these things, and one thing was help her with her homework.
Absolutely. TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's our address, worldwide and locally. We're here 24/7 around the world. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We'll be right back with Prevail Respect up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Wednesday, news, politics, and sports.
Rebranding America.
The Resilience Project.
Justice Matters.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click Listen Live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
I used to dread getting up and going to work.
I was done with the corporate grind.
I was tired of being a starving artist.
I started looking around for a business that I believed in, and I kind of wanted to do something a little more green.
For my kids.
My art is my passion.
My score mentor helped me take the first step.
He helped me create a business plan and helped me implement it.
Feels like you're not in it alone.
How to expand
my business.
If you get a solid foundation laid, everything else falls in place.
Their talent helps me be successful at mine.
My SCORE mentor has been tremendously helpful in the marketing of my business.
Every person I've encountered with SCORE is so incredibly passionate about what they do.
SCORE helped me to make the unimaginable possible, all for free.
For free.
I could not have done it alone.
I'm here because of SCORE.
I'm here because of SCORE.
I'm here because of SCORE.
Get your free business mentor at score.org.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Earth Jallo, and you're tuned in to Getting Down to Earth. You may join the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. I'm sitting here with my lovely, lovely guests, Mama Gloria Robinson and Sheree Nash.
I love you, Earth.
I love you right back, girl. And we're talking about the educational conference that Prevail Respect. This is their ninth year. Every year there's a different title, a different theme. And this year's theme is education. It's investment and choices, views of education from varied perspectives. I wanted to read the conference goals. And it says the importance of investing in education, understand cultural and value differences around education, and know educational choices. Mm-hmm. It is very important for parents to know their educational choices when it comes to you educating your children. And so this is all things that are going to be presented. You have wonderful presenters. Roxanne Hammond, founder of the Game Plan Scholar. She's the CEO. LaWanna Brooks, First Church of God Education Committee. George Chatters, I'm very familiar, Columbus State Community College Admissions Advisor. Wesley Pullen, CEO of Resilience Project. George. You have W. David Curry, Miami-Dade Public School Teacher, President of Two Up Golf Club of Miami, Florida. Mr. Mark Dodley, very familiar. He's a LSW African American Male Initiative for the Columbus Urban League. Was it Jay Denson?
Yes.
Jay Denson, Assistant Director at Admissions for Capital University. Myron Blackwell, founder of Seed Time and Harvest. Olympia Williams, principal of Ohio Avenue School. Right. Did you mention you were doing something?
Yeah, I left her name off there, too.
Of course I did. Of course I did.
I was going to be there, so if y'all want to come and talk y'all know about I can't, education.
Y'all know I can't be talking about myself.
I'm presenting in the youth session, but anybody can come. And okay. I want to talk about using technology, you know, mainly the internet, to further your child's education, from, you know, gamification to taking free online classes. A lot of people don't even know that you can take MOOCs, which are free online classes, where you get a certificate. Harvard, Stanford, they put on online classes onto this course, and you can just take them. And I've taken several, and
wow,
they're really nice.
That is very, very
and
good
Khan
information.
Khan Academy is right on the internet, and they have curricula. I mean, it is a terrific site.
And what I like about MOOCs and what I like about, like, free things, like, there's a Code Academy where, say your 16-year-old thinks they want to be a computer programmer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They go on to these classes. They take these classes. They learn the language. They can see if they, at the very least, have the aptitude to take these classes. And then it's free. And then they have certificates, and they have their feet wet.
What a great way to propel yourself into whatever career you're going to go in, going for.
There's free Spanish classes. Do you understand if you...
Bilingual.
A lot of people... There's people who will hire you just for learning a language. Mm-hmm. You do not have to have a bachelor's degree anything.
Yep.
And they will pay you $20, $30, $40 an hour.
And, you know, with that, and I know we talked about preparing our bodies for the babies and talking to them and reading to them and eating healthy and things like that. You just said it right there. It's a preparation thing. So this is a lifelong from conception, before conception, all the way up.
And one of the things that we have on the program, Mark Dolly is going to address this, but we have it within it, the presence or absence of the male in the children's lives, whether it's female or male child, it is so important.
Right.
And our data says that the presence of that person in the life actually has to do with mastery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if we think about the lifestyle that many of our children are exposed to, we have to make some effort to make sure that there are some competent, peaceful, loving people that we bring into their lives.
Absolutely.
And we have to do the work as parents to make sure that the people who come in our children's lives are those we want in their lives.
And so there is no excuse and no reason. This is a come out,
right.
Very affordable. If you can buy Jordans and buy all that unnecessary things. Cherie, I had a question for you.
Uh-huh.
You were talking about that you were going to, you know, teach a little techie things to the students and the parents. A lot of our students, I'm noticing, are really good with these games.
Right.
Call of Duty type things.
Right.
I would really like it if you could figure out how to incorporate just for a few moments about programming.
Mm-hmm.
Because we play the games,
right,
but we can program the games.
Oh, creativity.
I'm telling you.
The $30 million teenager today.
Right.
We can do it.
Yeah, the 17-year-old that sold a program to Yahoo, they gave $30 million.
$30 million, little folks who sit on the couch after school all day with the controller in your hand.
At 11 years old.
It's so much bigger than just gaming, all. Gaming is fun. I'm a gamer. Don't get it twisted. Mama Earth do a lot of things that y'all would be real surprised about, including little break dancers, so don't get it twisted.
Okay, B-girl.
Little Tai Chi too, JG. So
B-girl all day long.
B-girl all day long, okay? Cool Black Girl Nerd.
Right.
And so I think that if these children are exposed and that you can give them that information, wait a minute, I can actually make this game.
Right.
I knew I could because I've been working on it at home. But if we show them that the avenues to take to get it done, I bet you.
Let me tell you, Google had a free app like where you can build your own apps. They stopped it because nobody was using it.
Mm.
You can build a little dinky app, sell it for 99 cents.
Right.
Nobody thinks to do that.
But just think of 200,000 people at 99 cents.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
If you get, say you get $20 a month.
For the rest of your life.
And you tweak it and you update it.
Ain't no telling where it may go.
How many people buy themes, memes, all these different things.
And then finish it up.
And nobody thinks, but then what happens is that I'm not good at math. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at, you know. So, you know, it's just crazy how, you know, there's these free things out there that can not just further our education, but further our quality of life. And I'm not going to lie. As much as I want to start with you, I really want to start with the parents. If you don't give them that, yes, give parents foundation to go and say, just because you have, oh, I'm done with school and GD, get in front of that computer.
Right.
Take a Coursera class. Start thinking outside the box. Start doing all these different things. Then that trickles down to your child.
And absolutely.
We have one of the best libraries in the country. Mm-hmm. It's certified number one.
Wow.
in the country. There are college courses. I have about five of them that I'm doing, and then I've purchased a lot of them. Okay. It's called the Great Courses. Mm-hmm.
The and Great even, Courses.
Yeah, when I was tutoring, I actually took one called Mathematics, the Social World, and it was amazing. You got these professionals who are standing there in front of you. Even Neil Tyson does one. On the universe.
Wow.
So I was just looking right at that not so long ago. So we have all kind of access and opportunities that we need to take advantage
absolutely
of and never say there are no excuses
because I was at the courthouse, the Common Pleas, mm-hmm, and after the case was over, we saw a whole group of students walking in to hear the next case. Mm-hmm. There was only one of them who looked like us. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know what? How many more lawyers and, yes, and judges would we have if our children were actually exposed to absolutely these things? You know? So getting a group of children one day, you know, mm-hmm, parents and your children's friends and say, come on, we're going to do a field trip today. Write that excuse to the school and take them on down there to the courthouse and sit in on some cases.
Adults that need to go down, right, and hear what those discussions are in our legislature.
Because a lot of them are out of our community.
Exactly.
I mean, these pray-for-profit prisons, I won't go crazy. But one of the things is I took my child to the theater. I'm an actor. I did stage managing. Helped me with the Phoenix Children Theater. She got exposed to being backstage. We learned how to do some Indian dancing, how to tie a sari.
You have to let your children be exposed to as much as they possibly can, because we don't know what type of right gifts that they have in them when they come. And if you put a whole lot of things out there, they will tell you what their gifts are. Mm-hmm. For me, education is not to just go to school,
exactly,
and to teach you. Education is supposed to pull out of you that which,
absolutely,
is already in you.
Absolutely.
If you're listening to me, what Irv just said, Google backwards classes.
Backwards classes. Google it.
Especially if you're a teacher, where they do the reading and they do the homework in class,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and they do the lectures and all these things in outside,
mm-hmm,
where you have them, you either lecture or you say, hey, there's a YouTube video, a lecture, and you have them Google these things. It's innovative. One teacher blogged about how her kids went and found their own material. They didn't just use the material she gave them.
But it's all about that research, and that's one thing that we have to give our students back, is they don't know how to research.
Yes. Right, but
it's education, period.
Make them excited about
what? When you figure out how to research, that means you can go and you can look up, mm-hmm, everything that's interesting to you under the sun.
Right.
But if you don't know how to research, how you going to get that information? Mm-hmm. And I'm noticing that these children and adults don't know how to find what they want to find. It's research. College is research.
Right.
You know?
But, you know, creative thinking is one of the things that we really have to get to, because I need my child to know, if you're looking at this show, one is you're being programmed.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing that's on television that is not trying to sell you something.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm, it's whether it's selling you your image
some food.
Who you are, whether it's food, no matter what it is, somebody has made a decision about how to use the English language
Absolutely.
To program you.
Right.
And we need to get them there.
Absolutely. So listen, people, the 2013 Prevail Respect Annual Conference, Investment and Choices, Views of Education from Varied Perspectives, will take place Saturday, March 30th, 2013 at Columbus State Community College Conference Center. That location is 315 Cleveland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, from 9 to 5 p.m. That's where you will find me. That's where you will find Cool Black Girl Nerd.
Right.
That's where you will find Mama Gloria Robinson. Right.
And if you want more information, go to prevailrespect.com, prevail-respect.com. If you go to my Cool Black Girl Nerd Facebook page, I will have that information. I will also put some links to the stuff that we talked about today. It'll be on later on tonight.
It'll be on my Facebook page.
Right.
All right.
You know, we'll find it because I expect to see some folks out here because it's very serious, these babies' education.
Right.
And we have, like you said, I like the title, Varied Perspective of Views on Education.
Yes.
So that's coming from a different, you know, ideas and minds in the community of what we need to do to you know, harvest and just sow into our children.
And what's already available.
And what is already available. Making parents understand that there are options out here for you.
Yes.
Plenty.
There are plenty of options out here for you. So from 9 to 5 on Saturday, March 30th.
And I know that sounds like a long time, but trust me, it's going to be movement. We're going to have drummers. It's going to be exciting.
Oh, yeah, different workshop presenters. You can decide which workshop you want to go to.
You will not be sitting from
9
to 5.
Oh, no, because I saw right here where you are going to have Queen Nala drumming.
Uh-huh.
There'll be an opening prayer.
Right.
You all got continental breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Be lunch, too.
Some lunch.
Yeah.
So you got some co-hosts, so folks going to be, you know, be able to MC and, you know, put us together. We got a welcome. We got some poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got some singers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
dancers.
Not,
it's not going to be the same old workshop conference where people just talk at you too.
So they'll get to actually share in the conversation.
Every speaker, there is program time for people to ask questions.
I love
it. And I'm open. I will. Anybody want to do a one-on-one session? If you really serious about furthering your education, I will make time for you.
Now, see, I can't let her just step out there by herself like that, so I guess I got to make the same offer. You know? I'll do one-on-ones.
Yes. I would love to make a little prince or princess.
You know?
Real
awesome business. I love that.
Selling me an app.
I'm also looking for adults who want to do raise their level of self esteem.
That too. That's
you
what
know?
I mean.
So,
if anything about furthering your child or your own
or
education,
we're
get
down
together.
With that.
So till we die, we're either learning or dying.
At
the same time.
And that's it. That's it right there. So again, this is the 9th annual Prevail Respect, Investment and Choices, Views of Education from Varied Perspectives. Saturday, March 30th, 315 Cleveland Avenue, in the Workforce Development Center on the fourth floor from 9 to 5. The conference keynote speakers, can't leave those two out, Carolyn Berkeley, she's the superintendent of A-Plus Academy, and Mr. John Gregory, founder, president, and CEO of Academy for Urban Scholars.
And she's a founder of that school, too.
And yeah, she's the, for A-Plus?
Yes.
Oh, wow, yes. Superintendent and founder, Carolyn Berkeley.
Those two keynotes is the reason to come on.
I'm telling you.
That's history.
Yes.
That's somebody who is fighting for education for our people in our community. Y'all need to come just hear what they have to say.
Oh, yes. I love that. And so, one more time, I just got to make sure everybody heard it. One more time. Saturday, March the 30th at Columbus State Community College in their Workforce Development Center on the fourth floor, 9 to 5 p.m., March 30th.
Right.
All
and
right.
Bring your children.
Bring
we
those
have
babies.
Something for the babies, for the teenagers, for the parents.
We will work
age out. 3 to 103.
Right.
Love
those
it.
Are our ages.
I want to say thank you, thank you to all of my listeners out there who tune in to me weekly. Don't ever think one second that I do not appreciate you. Next week, we're going to be speaking with Ring the Alarm, Nicolai Pizarro, and the Hope of Black and Brown Communities, all right? A 0-5 parenting guide for low-income Black and Latino caregivers.
Right.
You have been tuned in to Getting Down to Earth, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard.
All right.
thank you for listening to Getting Down to Earth.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power. Radio, the way it should be heard.